What do you get when you put 14 accordionists in one room? This isn't just another joke poking fun at the accordion. What you get is the 14-piece Main Squeeze Orchestra. It's an all-female, all-accordion ensemble based in New York City. The group has just released its first album. As Stephanie Coleman reports, the Main Squeeze story began 9 years ago with a dream, literally.
Sometime in March of 2002, Walter Kuehr woke up in the middle of the night. He dreamt he was on a bus with an 18-piece, all-female accordion orchestra heading home from a concert in Boston. He was the conductor, and the orchestra was better than anything he'd ever heard.
I thought that was like almost a sign from God, the most beautiful thing I've ever dreamt of. And I immediately felt like this is what I have to do.
So the next day, the German-born musician started organizing. He owns an accordion shop on the Lower East Side. He's a fixture of New York's accordion scene. Yes, there is one. He knew he could make it happen.
I know the players. I know enough female accordionists. I have the connections. I can get the charts. I can do everything.
9 months later, the group played its first concert. Today, the amateur and professional musicians meet every Wednesday to rehearse.
So nice and sweet and romantic. And legato.
The members of the Main Squeeze Orchestra are a mix of ages and cultural backgrounds, and what they play is just as diverse. From classical pieces to German folk songs to arrangements of the Beatles, Eurythmics, and Madonna.
Part of Walter's dream was to spread the gospel of the accordion.
Orchestra member Leslie Molson.
I think probably when he came to this country, you know, he would be surprised at people's reaction to the accordion. Be like, what are you talking about? It's great.
Let's face it, the typical reaction to this instrument is best summed up in a one-liner. Like, what's the difference between an onion and an accordion? Answer? You cry when you cut up an onion. Kelly Alba's reaction was just the opposite the first time she held the instrument.
This is the part that I never know how to say in a not corny way, but I put it on and it was like a sword in the stone moment. It just felt right and everything in the world made sense.
She likes the accordion's versatility. It's got melody, bass, rhythm, dynamic range, and it's intimate.
You put it on your chest and you wear it right next to your heart and you squeeze it and it's like a big musical hug.
What started as a dream has now turned into a full-blown labor of love, according to Leslie Molson, who plays the unusual bass accordion. The thing weighs in at 25 pounds, and Molson's been playing it in the orchestra since it began 9 years ago.
That's a long time. It's like I give like the best years of my life now to the Fifth Main Squeeze Orchestra. It doesn't even feel like that. It feels like it was just yesterday, too. You know, lots of good times.
For Walter Kuehr, the orchestra is the realization of his own American dream, one he's had since his very first days as an immigrant in New York City.
When I arrived here 20 years ago in America, I had a suitcase and my accordion. I never let go of it. It had some crises, but I always stuck with it.
And no matter how they may feel, New Yorkers are stuck with it too. Kuehr and the Main Squeeze Orchestra are plotting to make themselves inescapable with more concerts in the spring, and even looking to their next album. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Coleman in New York.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Jonathan Baer, Art Silverman, Rob Ballinger, Brendan Banizak, Shireen Meraji, Theo Belcom, and Bilal Qureshi.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.